Yeah, so we are being told that there would be a referendum for a constitutional amendment that would be put on the ballots for folks in November, should it pass through both chambers with a three-fifth vote. We don't know the exact language right now that will be up on that referendum. It seems to us like that language is still being developed and it'll be a little different from what we've seen in the past year in the legislation that has come out of the past legislative session, but we'll just have to see what that official language looks like. But the constitutional amendment would basically be kind of reversing that Battaglia ruling that we've seen them repeatedly talk about over the course of this year.
Redistricting for Maryland Democrats, it's been an on-again, off-again relationship that we have seen play out in recent months. Does it look like this is actually going to happen here?
So that is still very up for debate because the special session would be happening during the summer. It is still unclear if the Democrats will get the necessary votes, even with Senate President Bill Ferguson having flipped on his stance about not pushing for redistricting. Even if they do hold the special session, it's unclear if people have summer plans that they can't cancel or if Democrats will hold up their end of the bargain of pushing for redistricting because, after all, they do need a three-fifth vote. And it sounds like to us at the Baltimore Sun, like the Senate Democrats are feeling confident, but they're still trying to figure out a date that works best for all of them.
We have heard Governor Wes Moore talk about this with passion, saying he wants Democratic lawmakers in the state to follow through with this and eliminate the one single Republican U.S. House member. So Senate President Bill Ferguson in Maryland's legislature had been highly skeptical of that. He seemed to have been like the Democratic roadblock in the efforts to get this done. What has changed? It seems like he has changed his tune on this.
Yeah, so it sounds like that VRA, the Voting Rights Act ruling in Louisiana in the Supreme Court, is really the catalyst for his change of heart. We have talked to a lot of legal and political analysts that have said that it sounds like it, on Ferguson's part, might possibly be him changing his mind because his constituents wanted him to. And there's a primary obviously coming up, an election coming up shortly after that. So whether it truly is because of the Supreme Court ruling or if it's a little bit of political posturing or a little bit of both, still up for debate.